Okay, so let's start. We'll back up a drop, but we'll start on page Lamed Hey, which is the Pirush Beis on the Reach Shmenecha Toivim. Okay, Ratzalema, Bishul Reach Shmenecha Toivim Shana Osei Meirochoik, Masha'ein Ken Yayin Shana Osei Mekarev. So Reach is something that you stand aback. Masha'ein Ken Yayin, you stand karev. Vushemen Turak Mikli Al Kli Shreich Anoidev Meirochoik. So you also poured mikli al kli, that helps enhance the spreading of the dispersion of the reah. Kachu shimcha shenisha merachik al kena lamoisa ivucha v'ha inyan shamalka atzem eskarev salamelach mikarev. The malka herself comes close to the king. That's why it says yishakeni avla lamoisa nasa merachik. Kachnema ben lereach shu merachik. Kalomas and Machnitzis base Hamalko as a Malko base a milk, and a Nerenki Mirochik Mif a Bais Mirch Mamachel, Mashek Ramalkato Temes Hamachel Atzvim is the Bex Hamelech. So you have two daggers of Kirvet to the Melech. You have the Mesharsis who Sachakol get a general glimpse and sense of the Malchus, and then you have the Malko who eats with and is Mizdabik with the Melech and so on. Vanim Shomuvan Shekar Kalomis Beshem Alomis. So alomos means there's a time, there's a time and situation when the umas olam will also have some shaykhis, and that will be when bayom yishlichu isas elia kaspe. Vehine ba'adam yish arba chushim ayiduim. Adam has four chushim yiduim. Ubechet Adam Arishin nechsu shnei achushim legamri, hanor min ariyah v'ashmiya. So a person lost the two chushim when he was Eved Aveira, and shmiya and riyah were taken from him. There's a lashon chazal that it used to be a person could stand and see and hear the Kol Hashem. And now even the Kol Hashem Lamata frightens him, and they said, "You tell us, because we can't, you know, we can't listen to it," and so on and so forth. So even though we have a certain pleasure today, when you see something nice, or you hear a nice musical composition, but that pleasure is really, what's the right word for it? It's a sichlistic pleasure. In other words, when I smell something good, or I eat something good, my body feels good, even if my seichel is not working. Masha'in Kein, the eyes, they need to see the picture, and my mind needs to process and say, what a beautiful painting, how realistic, how lifelike, etc. Same thing with a musical piece. I my ears listen, but they don't tingle with pleasure until my seichel says, wow, what a powerful piece, and so on. Okay, now he's going to say a whole piece over here that is going to be almost counterintuitive, quite strange. Yeah, but still, people still, given the chance to eat a good steak, they prefer it over just smelling the steak. You know, the chush areich is supposed to lead you to eat. So, betzem, yes, so the answer is, it's generally speaking weaker. I mean, vashnei chushim heim kedimyon shemayim v'aretz. Shemin ha-shemayim en yichon lo nesak p'chinas areich shudak. So now he's going to start saying, so until now we said that Reach is for the Alomos, and Achila is for and Achila and Dveikus is for Klal Yisrael. So he had spoken about stronger Nos and lesser Nos, that's fine, but now he starts saying it's like Shemayim Varetz. Anything that's in Shemayim is very refined, and you can't have a really strong Hanah out of it. But anything min ha'aretz, hanos ha'kroiva nere meneko v'mchushatam, she'kol shem ha'dregose p'chus hanos ha'megashas yoisa. The more, the less hanah you have from something, the higher a madrega of something is, the less physical hanah from it. Ve'havein ha'dimyon ma'nos ha'chila v'shev ha'nos ha'chushim, and understand that dimyon. So just like eating is stronger than reach, physical pleasures are a stronger, more palpable pleasure than spiritual pleasure. The tachton includes the elyon, meaning as follows. Let's explain it in both ways. Let's take the Moshe gives over here. The hanah of tam in oichel includes reach. If a person can't smell, usually the food is tasteless. Smell is a very, very key ingredient in the hanah of yachila. The other way around is not true. The other way around means in reach there is no sense of tam. There's a fantasy about what it probably tastes like, and so on, but it's not something that's kol in it. Let's go to other examples. If I deher a ruchniistic concept, this midah, that midah, the other midah, it's a ruchniistic concept. My deher is about a ruchniistic concept called Midas Adin, Midas Arachmim, and so on. When I see a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the Bria, then included in that is the Midah. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is benevolent to me and Mashpia Toiv on me, So that allows me to feel that allows me to the hair in the hashbaz hatoiv, like Hashem who gave rain, I the hair in it the mid of chesed. So the physical is kolo the ruchni is not kolo the physical. Oy ketachna gamelia v'yaduk gamkein shanafshe seino pchusen fachas ha'umos. Our nefesh is lower. That's what he says. It's holding your source like nefesh umot. Ki nefesh seino mei ha'aretz, k'may shekosov toitz ha'aretz nefesh chaya. V'nefesh ha'umot min ha'shamayim v'k'chaveyim, v'lachein hem gam kei moinin l'chamo v'msholos ha'yoyim, v'chein kol chageya matchila min ha'yoyim, v'yishol moinin l'levona v'msholos ha'layla, v'chein kol ha'shabos yon toivim hem hoylech ha'yoyim ha'lach ha'layla. So, that's the first thing he says. That's kind of stunning. We've never heard that type of things before. Umipnei shenaf shesem yose gavoy hashim in hashemayim ve'ehim al ha'aretz rochek mishra hasham. Because the nefesh is in shemayim and there on the aretz which is rochek mishra hasham shemisham en yuchen lekavu rak ha'tamtzis, all they can get is a tamtzis b'chinas ha'reach. Ma she'en kein onu bnei Yisrael asmuchem la'aretz l'shoshenu nenu b'chinas ha'tam. So the Goyen is saying quite a mouthful over here. It seems counter to everything we think and we understand. Let's just finish the paragraph, then we'll try to explain a little bit. Va'alte tam al zeh, ki moshel hu, ki avdei hamelech noitlen afsam yeshe miyad hamelech lechem chukom. The avdei hamelech gets straight from the melech. Ma she'enkin onu b'nei hamelech, we the b'nei hamelech, the king gives the malka a tremendous amount of money, and she cooks for the household.
Since
כי משלום קבוי כזכו, ואם הוא נעשה נעשה מופך לבונם בוודאי. כך הוא הנמשל בין אומס לישראל. So he sets up a second strange marshal where the Umas Olam gets straight from the Melech and we get from the Malka, and certainly the Malka has selected some good stuff for us. And then he says, V'lecheinu Umas ein tzrichen le'mitzvus k'yesh lechem b'lavachi k'yesh lechem b'lavachi p'anasa b'revach. Avnei Yisrael sh'mekab min ha'aretz v'aretz lesi migromi klum rak sh'zer n'otechon az yasenes k'an tzrichen le'mitzvus v'chulu. So he's listed here a whole bunch of things, the shitasa is that we're much worse than the goyim and so on and so forth. Well, what is he talking about? So I think what he means is as follows. and I think that's why I use the mashal of aim, and let's try to explain what he wants over here. One of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas, spheres, midas is called malchus, which means how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala His Self from within this world. It's an extraordinary gilui of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Himself from within a different Metzias, a Metzias that is almost exact opposite, and yet it becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression from everything in the world that's physical. That is what Malchus is like. Malchus is always it's compared to Zoch and Akeva. Malchus is the way. So just like a Zoch and Akeva, the Zoch expresses his self through the Akeva. The Adam is express HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself through this world. That's the Bechinas Malchus. It's something. So let's give an example. Let's go to a different realm and give an example. A person is a rav in a town. The old time roof that he had a yeshiva and he had a kehillah and he had everything. So he has two people that sit and listen to his shiurim, shmuyas, and whatever it is that he says. One are balabatim, and one are talmidim. Balabatim, the Rav tells them divrei Torah that's coming from above. I, the Rav, am telling you, I'm giving you some ruchnis in your lives. It is almost by definition above and beyond them to some degree. You know, somebody higher, somebody cheshev is telling them what to do and how to do and so on. Asking questions on it is not appropriate, and the people accept it as what the Rav said. That's how they accept it. I know I don't understand why the halacha is like this or the psak is like this, but the Rav said. I don't know why I can't do this or can't do that. The Rav said, and the Rav knows what he's talking about, and that's it. So I'm misyachis to the Torah and the Iroah, the Ashpa, whatever you want to call it, that he gives as being above me, beyond me, and I shall too. A Talmud, if I'm a real Rav and a real Talmud, I'm trying to get him to think for himself. I'm trying to get him that he, at some point, with his own Seichel Das, should be moitzi for himself the same ideas, the same halachas that I am. So I train him on the Derech HaLimud, and the hope is that he becomes somebody that's moitzi, the same Divrei Torah, from himself. That when he has to Paskan Shaila, he'll Paskan like I think is appropriate. When he has to be oimid on an inyan of Musa, he'll be oimid on it the way I am. So these Talmidim are encouraged to ask questions. They're encouraged to go back and forth with it, and they are encouraged to say it in their words. And even if they do a shlaki job of it, eventually they will be able to say it in the words they understand, and it'll become their Torah. That, I think, is the dimyan that we're talking about. Umas Ha'olam have coarse guf, and that guf is as physical as can be, has nothing to do with ruchni, has nothing to do with anything whatsoever, it'll never be that way. It's an animal. They also have a neshama of some sort. That neshama is something that is beyond this guf, and it's able to rein in the guf to some degree, it's able to give it some ruchnias, to put some tzuras adam on it. So the Torah that they have, the ruchnias they have, is shamayim dik. It's coming from someplace else. It's not be'etzem them, but people accept, you know what? There are things above you, beyond you, that's right and wrong, and that's what you have to do, and that's it. That's what the world of ruchnias is and should be for Mosaila. Klal Yisrael, which Shlei Musa, is expected to work through the inyan and come up with the emes of Torah through their own yegiah, through their own understanding, and when that happens, it means that their own guf becomes a ruchnistic entity. The guf thinks and feels. It's not the voice of the beyond telling me, no, you shouldn't do this, or you ought to be a giving person. It's my guf itself responds in a certain way. So Klal Yisrael's ruchnistic world, or better than world, I say arena, ruchnistic arena is Lamato, it's in Aretz, and that's why it requires Yigiyah. Klal Yisrael, the Etzem never accepts a type of life where, okay, This is what you're supposed to do, and do it, and don't ask questions. A Klal Yisrael, either it's them, or it's not. Klal Yisrael brings out that pechina of Malchus, and I have the clue for that, because Malchus is usually portrayed as a woman, as a Malka. The pechina of Malchus is portrayed that way, for the reason that, you know, that's the setup of a Malka, like we said before. That it's she's the Makabel, and so just like when it comes to the Inyan of Hailada, she's Makabel and brings out from whatever it is that the child, she brings out from within herself. She takes the Koyach from the Melech and brings it out from within herself. This is over here also. That is, yeah. Right. Yes. Correct. Yeah. Yes, it's all the Goyen's derech is that when he finds a yesod, he goes through all the parallel nekudas that are parallel. You know, he goes through all those nekudas that shtim with each other and so on and so forth. That's in. Yeah, they're parallel concepts. In other words, the Levana is a chunk of earth being Meir and reflecting the Or HaShemesh. So if it doesn't bring out, if that's not Meir, the common denominator of all these Inyanim, which are always associated with Klal Yisrael, is that they're supposed to take a Ha'ara from above, a Ruchnis from above, and then make it themselves. If the Levana is not Meir, if it does not reflect back the Shemesh's Oyer, it will not be Meir. It has to take it and bring it back again. That's how it's Meir. So all of these are parallel to some degree, and this is how he explains it. So that's the only thing really. I mean, because it's really a paladic, if you read it, and that's why he explains, in a certain sense, it says Lamashal by in the brachas that Yaakov gave to Esav. That Yitzchak gave to Esav versus the brachas that he gave to Yaakov. It says, that whether they deserve or not, you should give to them. Whereas by Kal Yisrael, and he stole su, Rashi stole su over there. That was, give me 1 second, I'll here's the Rashi. He says, Umirish agoda yesh harbe ponim, dava acha, mawa lekim bedin, vitucha lekim, imroy lecha yitincha, vim lav leitincha. Avala esav ama, mishman arzi meshavecha, bein tzadik bein rosh, yitin lecha. Umimenu lomat shloimoi, kisha osa bayis, sidat filosoi Yisrael, shuhubala muno matzikav zadin, leikar lecha tagar, lefigach v'nasata lish kidrochav, ashatedes levovoi. Avala nochim chusemona, lefigach ama ve'ato tishma shamayim, vasisa kola shikra lecha. Nochi bein roi bein shein roi loi.
So it's a
really strange thing. I mean, so that's why we get stuck, because we're better people. We get stuck with the worst. You know, you guys ain't gonna complain, so you guys are gonna wait. The answer is the exact opposite. There are two types of kvod shemayims. There's a kvod shemayim of what Hashem does, as the Baal HaYoinim. What Hashem does as Yoinim, that Kvod Shemayim, is the less of what He wanted. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted was that Kvod Shemayim come from Lamata. And therefore, the Kvod Shemayim Lamata means that the Lamata stels tzu and is Moshech the Lamala. So for us, the system is set up that when we plow the ground, you know, meaning the Torah and the mitzvahs, when we do what's right, and we're making ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Geshem. And therefore, it comes only when we deserve it. The pshat is because the Kvod Shemayim comes, there's potential for it to come that way, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu ideally wanted. In the mahalach of coming from the goyim, the only way it could happen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. I guess if you want a gemara for that, the famous gemara about Basra, where Rebbe opened up his oitzris, and somebody came along, he posed as not being Talmud Chacham, and he said Parneseini, you know, like an Arev, and like an animal, like a Balchai. Balchayim get Parnasa because, you know, if there's no hope to get it out from a normal way, then they'll get it, in a straightforward way, because that's the most quote Shemayim you can get out of it. You can't get more out of it. So Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kvod Shemayim, has realized that they themselves produce it, and Umas Olam, it's just by giving it. Let's give a simple mashal. Let's say a person has two children, or two people that the person is responsible for. One of them, lo aleinu, is handicapped the way that he can't make it on his own, whatever handicap the child has. The other child is extremely capable. So the goodness of the parent will be realized in how much he gives the first child shefa. I take care of him, and every need and everything is taken care of, and so on. The second one, I realize the goodness of parents is that I was able to bring out in the child the ability to do things himself, and to make things happen, and stand on his own 2 feet. So good parenthood expresses itself in the one that can't make it on his own. Why give? So every item that this child has in their house says on it, given by the parents, and that's a covered for the parents. In the other child, everything that he has a sign on it, you know, my parents taught me how to fish, and therefore, you know, I've been fishing ever since then, and I could make it on my own. So there's a much deeper kvod shemayim in the second one, you know, quoted the parents in the mashal giving over the first one. That's really so that's exactly the same sushto. It's machmas mal yusuf for us. We have to bring it out from the aretz. The aretz always seen as a mekabel, always seen as the keva, you know, and all of those mishalim. And whereas in mosalim, the only thing a mosalim will appreciate is a kashmir gives straight. That's it. That's the gvul of their tfisa. Our tfisa is the pnimius that we bring out within ourselves. The Rav Hutna has interesting ha'ara somewhere that, you know, the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairis with umas ha'olam is an ois in Shemayim. The keshes, the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairis with Klal Yisrael is engraved in the very basar of a person. And something that you could say is the most physical part of the person, you know, in the physical of the person, because the bris with the Umas Olam is a Shemayindik bris, the bris with us is an Eretzdik bris, and not only Eretz, but I guess Artzius would be a better way of saying it, the core of our physicality. And that's Betzim, and that's Malchus. If a person has, let's go to the Moshe Taka of Malchus. If a person has a group of people that he supports single-handedly, then he's a benevolent giver. He's a wonderful fellow, and he's a ish chesed. He's not a melech. That's not Malchus. Masha ein kein. If a person is somebody who is, he took a group of people and brought out the best in them, and was able to shtalavek a country that supports itself. There's industry, there's commerce, there's this, there's that, the other thing. That's a Malchus, that's a Melech. So the Agdar of Melech is that. Okay, I think I'll hold it here. I could go to Shiva. Any questions? Any points? Yeah. Yeah. Right. 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 It ain't a doima, the closeness. If I have two people, one of them who does everything I tell him to do, Rav and a Kehillah is wonderful, but somebody that he himself is oimid al daiti, mi daitoi, it's a whole different kirva, it's a panimistic kirva. This person understands what I want, understands what I would have said. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shalevitz, used to say, always, he used to be very annoyed at people that just copy things. So he had the famous astira where the Reb Loza, was a minor misgaber, and some places it says le'ama davash le'shamim rabbi moilam. So his teretz was somebody who says what his rebbe said is a tape recorder, not a talmud. Somebody who says what his rebbe would have said, that's a talmud. So b'meila he said a real talmud says what my rebbe would have said. And not so he's a minor misgaber, but the other zach pasat gezocht. This is, you know, it's my rebbe's mahalach machshava is breathing through me. I'm not just repeating his words. Okay, good kolta, all the best. I got in my bike. Goodbye.